He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirtman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on The Jason Kirtman Show.
Once again, it's time for that fantastic hour of Miles of Smiles. I'm Jason Kirtman, the fellow that's bringing back the nickel soda pop, and I just got off the phone a little while ago with my father. We were talking about a lot of things. I'm so looking forward to our family vacation in just a few weeks. I'll be spending time with Mom and Dad and all my brothers and sisters and their children. And we'll be visiting some historic sites in Arizona and also the Grand Canyon. What a great time that will be. When was the last time you gathered with your family? I truly believe that the family is America's most valued asset. And it's kind of a shame these days that a lot of people don't seem to value their own family as perhaps they should. We all get worried, even I do, about making that buck, working on that next project. It's sometimes hard to keep the priorities straight when our environment and sometimes our media distracts us. So, that being said, this show plays a part in reminding me and you, my friends, to do just that. Keep your priorities in line and together. We'll all bring back that nickel soda pop. So sit back and relax. Enjoy the program. Here's some more great music right here on The Jason Kirtman Show. I thought I'd start the show off with two of my favorite artists. That was Jackie Wilson with Happiness, and here's my other favorite artist, I have so many, you know, Ricky Nelson with I Love You More Than You Know.
I love you more, more than you know. I need you so, I can't let you go. You to know every day your love means more to me.
Love means more to me.
Oh, well, you sure made it easy for me to fall in love.
guess my resistance was low. I can't help but wanting you so. Now every day I love you much more than you know. I love you more, more than you know. I need you so, I can't let you go.
Here's Elvis Presley with a great rhythmic song. Here's Marie's the name of his latest flame.
A very old friend came by the day, 'cause he was telling everyone in town of the love that he just found. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. He'd talk and talk, and I heard him say that she had the longest, blackest hair, the prettiest green eyes anywhere. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of the latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were burning. I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Yeah, Marie's the name of his latest flame. Oh, Marie's the name.
Here are some fun facts about our nation's first president, George Washington. He started school when he was 6 years old, and he left school at age 15 to become a surveyor because his mother just couldn't afford to send him to college. At age 26, he married Martha Dandridge Custis, a widow who already had two children, Jackie and Patsy. Washington never had any children of his own. At 6 feet 2 inches tall and 200 pounds, he was one of our biggest presidents. Some of his favorite dishes were cream of peanut soup, that sounds tasty, mashed sweet potatoes with coconut, and string beans with mushrooms. I like that. He bred hound dogs that he treated like members of the family, and he even gave some of them quite unusual names like Tartar, True Love, and Sweet Lips. Toothaches bothered him for years, and when he was 57, he had all of his teeth pulled, and from then on he wore ivory false teeth set in a silver plate. And although he planned the nation's new capital that was named after him, he never lived there. New York City and later Philadelphia were the nation's capitals while he was president.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Say, friends, you've been a wonderful audience this evening, and I appreciate it very much. But you know, most comics have serious thoughts, and I'm glad to say that I do too. I'd like to quote a friend of mine who once said, "It's not as important to be serious as it is to be serious about important things." So thank you very much. And with that thought in mind, I'd like to say good night with this lovely ballad. From the back door of your life, you've swept me out, dear. In the breadline of your dreams, I've lost my place. At the table of your love, I've got the brush off. At the Indianapolis of your heart, I've lost the race. I've been washed down the sink of your conscience. In the theater of your love, I've lost my part. And you say you've got me out of your system. I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart.
That was Archie Campbell with "Flushed from the Bathroom of Your Heart." Here is Bobby Day with "Rockin' Robin."
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, 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 tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet. Hello, Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go, bird, go. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet. Hello, Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Hello. The bopping, it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, blow, rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. We own the pretty little raven at the birdman's stand. Taught him how to do the bop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out-bopped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street talk to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rockin' Robin, tweet. Oh, Rockin' Robin, cause you're really gonna rock tonight.
Here's Dion and the Belmonts with I Wonder Why.
Now I love you like I do. Now I do. Don't know why I love you.
Started smoking when he was only 12 years old, and the Masons rejected his application for membership on moral grounds. He learned how to hypnotize himself from country singer Johnny Horton, and one of his first gigs was playing for a group of elderly ladies in a church basement. When he was a child working in the cotton fields, he used to eat young cotton buds despite his mother's warnings that they would give him belly aches. He took only one voice lesson, after which the teacher advised him not to let anyone change the way he sang. He was the man in black, Johnny Cash.
Everybody loves the nut. The whole world loves the weirdo. Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves the nut. There was a hermit named Fred who kept a dead horse in his cave. And everyone said to Fred, Fred, how come you keep a dead horse in your cave? And he said, well,
everybody loves the nut. The whole world loves the weirdo.
Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves the nut. A Columbia man named Frank had a tiger named Hank. He tried to put Hank in his tank. Guess what happened to old Frank when they picked up the teeth, hair, and eyeballs and erected a tombstone in red?
Everybody loves the nut. The whole world loves the weirdo.
Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves the nut. Another Columbia fella told Queen Isabella, I don't think the world is flat. Now, what do you think about that? And she said, you don't. And he said, no, ma'am. And she said, you get out of my queendom. And he said, yes, ma'am.
Everybody loves the nut. The whole world loves the weirdo.
Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves the nut. Everybody loves the nut. The whole world loves a weirdo. Brains are in a rut, but
Johnny Cash was known as the Man in Black, and for a while he lived next door to another man in black. I'm talking about Roy Orbison. Here he is with Pretty Woman.
walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman.
Peanut butter. I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, peanut butter and banana sandwiches, and peanut butter and honey sandwiches, and I really love peanut butter cookies. Peanut butter has actually been around much longer than you probably think, and it wasn't invented by George Washington Carver, although he did kind of perfect the formula. The first reference of peanut butter goes all the way back to about 1000 BC with the ancient Incas. However, peanut butter, more or less as we know it today, was pretty much popularized at the 1893 World's Fair, and in the early 1900s, peanut butter made frequent appearances in tea rooms across the country, where it was billed as a dish for rich people. And back then, it was paired with such crowd-winning favorites as cucumbers, cheese, celery, and crackers. With all the ingredients around for so long, it might just surprise you that the first known reference to a peanut butter and jelly sandwich did not happen until 1901. It was first mentioned in the Boston Cooking School magazine of Culinary Science and Domestic Economics, written by Julia Davis Chandler. For an easy fix on some peanut butter cookies, and I mean easy, try this simple little recipe that is now one of my personal favorites. 1 cup of peanut butter, 1 cup of sugar or substitute, listener Dawn recommends brown sugar, and the final ingredient, 1 egg. Mix and form into cookie balls and bake at 350 degrees for about 11 minutes. Now, if you weren't able to get all that down, you can find it on my blog at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. You're listening to The Jason Kurtman Show.
There's a food going around that's a sticky, sticky goo.
Peanut butter.
Well, it tastes real good, but it's so hard to chew. All my friends tell me that they dig it the more.
Peanut butter.
Early in the morning when they spread it on toast.
Peanut butter.
I like peanut butter, creamy peanut butter, chunky peanut butter too. Come on now, take a
lesson now.
Peanut, peanut butter.
Open up your jaw now.
Peanut, peanut butter.
Spread it on your cracker now.
Everybody looks like they got the mumps.
Peanut, peanut butter.
Eating peanut butter in a great big
hump. Peanut, peanut butter. I like peanut butter. Creamy peanut butter. Chalky peanut butter too. I like peanut butter. Creamy peanut butter. Chalky peanut butter.
Do you remember an old television show called Sha-na-na? Boy, they had some talented singers on that show. Here's the Sha-na-na gang singing an old song done originally by Danny and the Juniors. Here's the Sha-na-na gang with Rock and Roll Is Here to Stay.
Rock, oh baby, rock, oh baby, rock, oh baby, rock, oh baby, rock and roll is here to stay. It will never die.
If you didn't know it, you're listening to the Jason Kirkman Show, coming to you every week and bringing back the Nickel Soda Pop. It's not a beverage, it's a concept about the great way of life we used to enjoy. Check out my website and my blog at jasonkirkman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and don't forget to spend some quality time with your kids this week.